With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. The Environmental Protection Agency's proposal for cleaning up the former Allied paper landfill includes capping PCB contamination at the Superfund site. A groundwater monitoring network would be installed, and part of the land could be redeveloped. The EPA will begin a 60-day comment period September 30th, and the final plan will be released after December 1st. Gary Wager is executive director of the Kalamazoo River Cleanup Coalition. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Gordon.
How similar would you say the EPA proposal, as we've seen it so far, just released last night, is to the proposal that the city and the Kalamazoo River Cleanup Coalition put forward late last year?
It seems essentially the same to me, Gordon. I think it's just a case of the EPA can't probably implement a plan and call it the city's plan that they're implementing. They just need to put their name on it. So I would say that functionally the plans are the same.
Would you say that this is the best possible outcome that you could have hoped for?
Well, you know, the position of the Kalamazoo River Cleanup Coalition board is first thing is total removal. We did get a presentation from a company that says they can remediate the PCBs in place. If that were to be true, if the EPA, for instance, does select the 2D, the proposal that they've put forth here, as their plan and, you know, and enact that, the potential, if they were to then award the contract to that company and they were successful, there's a lot of ifs in there, of course, but if they were to be successful, they claim they can neutralize the PCBs in place. So you would have the functional equivalent of total removal in that the PCBs would no longer be a threat and in fact, would no longer exist. So that, to me, would be the ideal situation that would come out of this.
But I guess I'm wondering if there's some dispute about whether neutralizing the PCBs is the same thing as totally removing them. Are those two things truly equivalent? And does somebody have the science on that gives us a good answer?
Well, you know, the claims are that there's been some success with bioremediation of PCBs. But again, on smaller sites, you know, every site is unique. We have a particular situation here where the hydrology of the area is that the water wells up and comes to the surface. And then some other things, you know, it's the proximity to the city's well fields, being inside the city limits in a populated area. You know, every site is different, but the ideal, you know, you ask what would be the ideal situation here. And ideally, there are some advantages to eliminating the PCBs in place versus having to haul 1.5 million cubic yards of material down I-94 and then putting it somewhere else and still having it be toxic material, albeit in a landfill.
So was putting forward the proposal, which is very similar now to what the EPA has put forward, was that perhaps a recognition that the cost was going to be a little steep on total removal? And is this as close to total removal as you can hope to get, given perhaps the financial reality?
Well, you know, the financial reality is something that the EPA says they pay no attention to. And I don't know why they make statements like that. You know, there is the financial realities of the situation. And that, to me, Gordon, is one of the dangers, if you will, of holding out for total removal in that it might be a pyrrhic victory. You know, the EPA could say, fine, we say that what we want to have done at the Allied site is this material totally removed and disposed of in the landfill, and then it's never funded. And right now, there's not enough money to do that. There doesn't seem to be any money on the horizon to do that. So what we would have is, okay, we've approved this plan, but with it being unfunded, it never gets implemented. So we continue to have the fence. We continue to have a PCB dump in the middle of town that is not safe and is called an uncontrolled site, essentially, because the EPA admits that it the site at the Allied is contributing PCBs to Portage Creek, even as we speak.
So there's a 60-day comment period coming up. During that time, the EPA is planning to hold a couple of roundtable discussions and a public hearing. What will the Kalamazoo River Cleanup Coalition be doing between now and December 1st when that public comment period is supposed to end?
Well, you know, we have partnered with Western Michigan University and the EPA and Goodwill, and our office is located there in Goodwill, right on the site. And this Friday and Saturday, the 25th and 26th, I believe it is, we are organizing a soliciting or canvassing the neighborhood event where we're seeking public opinion. We're also making folks aware of the fact that, just as you mentioned, the official public comment period will begin shortly regarding the EPA's proposed plan. So if any of your listeners would like to volunteer, come down to Goodwill at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon or 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, and volunteer to go door-to-door. We're seeking folks to come out and let folks know in those neighborhoods, particularly those nearby to the Allied site, the Edison neighborhood, Homecrest, West Edge Hill, Millwood areas. But this is going on, and this is their opportunity to voice their opinion on what they think should be done at the Allied site.
Gary Wager, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me, Gordon. Have a good day.
Gary Wager is Executive Director of the Kalamazoo River Cleanup Coalition. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.